This special episode of Summer S'mores is presented by Solo Stove. Solo Stove is uniquely designed to burn off smoke before it ever escapes the top of the fire pit. Trust us, once you've sat around a smokeless fire, you'll never want to go back. Go check them out at solostove.com. Use promo code Conan to get $10 off your new pit.
Summer S'mores with Conan and the Chill Chums. A six-part series with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Let's get started.
Great job, everybody, and welcome back. We do a show.
Wait, I'm sorry. Great job on what? We be back, we do a show? You're a mess.
You don't know what I've been through.
I do. I've seen it go through you.
Okay.
You, like, what?
Literal rum.
Oh.
I've watched gallons of rum go.
Well, now it's time we take a look at what pizza art is like when it gets boiled in an oven.
Yep.
Well, it wasn't really, I wouldn't say boiled, but they took, I think, very accurate portraits of us, depicted in pizza, and then shoved them into a, would we say, 750-degree oven?
To 900.
To 900-degree. And now we get to see what happened. Which one should we start on?
Okay, I think we know where we should start.
Let's start on mine. Okay, and this is a wonderful depiction of me in about 6 years.
I don't even see.
That is me
beautiful.
6 years from now. Oh, I see it. Trust me. This is every uncle I ever knew. This is what happens to an O'Brien if we don't put on sunblock and we like our
Sona's,
liquor a little
Sona's
too much.
Sona's falling apart.
Sona is...
Sona's falling apart.
Well, and also the pizza's not doing too well. Yay, I win a prize.
You win a prize?
Sona, I can see your eyes.
Yeah, your eyes are there. And your earring is moved up your head.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the heat, I guess, distorted your ear. You still have that wonderful hair made of pepperoni, which is not unlike your own hair. Very high in sodium. And
very greasy.
Yeah. So you and I look terribly distorted. You know who actually doesn't look bad? Matt Gourley.
Well, that just means I'm pure of heart and innocent of soul.
No.
No.
It just means that you were meant to be a pizza.
I'll take it.
Sona and I were meant to be humans that live on Earth. Wait a minute. I see your glasses still.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do look like Rivers Cuomo after a terrible house fire. But that's a compliment.
Yeah, that's an improvement.
Yeah. No. You look fine. I think we can all agree that, Matt, your pizza depiction held up the best under intense temperatures.
I win this challenge.
You do. Sona, how do you feel about the way you look?
You know what? I'm a little, I can see my eyes and I don't think I want to be a pizza.
Can I say something, Sona?
Yeah.
I recognize this version of you. It was after we did a week of shows at Comic-Con and you would hit the bars every night.
Yeah.
About 4, 5, 6 years ago. That was what I would see in the morning going, blah, going bum. That was what I had depicted. Yeah, that's what I saw.
That doesn't make any sense.
And I just look like Irish people do after a certain age. There's nothing we can do about it.
I want to eat myself.
Well, I'm going to move on.
Okay. It got really quiet after I said that. I'm a fucking pizza.
Right.
It's not like I actually want to eat myself.
Can I quote you on that? I'm a fucking pizza.
I am. I'm just saying, I want to eat my pizza.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Why?
It's fine. I don't want any trouble from her. Matt, would you distract this insane bowl so I'm not gored?
Let's first of all give a big round of applause for Sarah for handling all the pizza art.
Thank you.
Shay Shay. That's Shay Shay's the family name. My daughter calls her Shay Shay.
Oh.
Thank you so much for doing this for
DG
us.
For helping
it.
Us out. And we're going to bring in Amanda here in just a second. So, Amanda, if you want to grab. The treats we've got coming up.
Oh my God, treats
great.
Coming up.
While
incredible.
I read this special announcement and hold my own face. To see the pizzas and get the drink recipe, be sure to follow at Team Coco Podcasts.
I'm the guy, I'm the one who's being...
On Instagram. And as a reminder, you can watch clips from these episodes on Team Coco YouTube.
I can't tell how much of you is... How much of it's performance and how much are you really a little
bit? Well, that's the art, isn't it?
Said the drunken man on rum. I've never felt better myself.
Oh, you, come
really?
On.
Hey, I have an idea brought to me by other people. let's eat our own faces.
I literally said I want
to
eat me.
Sona, to be fair.
Okay, you know what? I don't care anymore.
Can we get our other faces in here?
Yeah.
We're also going to need, we need to cut our faces.
Oh, we do need to cut our faces.
Face cutters.
You don't want to just peel it off?
Well, my whole
just
face
grab
is
a
one
peel it
piece.
Off.
Like a calzone.
Oh,
just grab a chunk.
Do I want to eat my chin, my eye, my forehead?
Thank you,
sir. This looks amazing. Thank you so much. How hot is this, or is it still? It's cooled off a bit.
It's cooled off.
Okay, I'm going to take some. Here's what I have to do first. I have to remove this offending. Oh, look at that. A Solo stove. A Solo stove very nicely incinerates the mushroom I do not want to eat.
That's good cheek.
I'm going right for my jawline. What an iconic jawline.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Ooh, very good. It tastes good.
Yeah.
I look horrifying. But it tastes good.
Yeah.
Yours is loaded with cheese. A lot of cheese happening on Conan's.
Okay. And I'm tasting some amphetamines. What's happening? Incredible.
Mine tastes of charm and...
And what?
How's yours, Sona?
It's good. I just lost a pepperoni. Mine's really
good. Do your kids eat pizza, your little twins?
Yeah, they like pizza. They don't eat it that much, but they like it.
What's their favorite food?
Yeah, what's their favorite food?
Lamb chops and corn.
Come on.
I'm not even kidding. They
no
fucking love it.
No one's favorite food is lamb chops.
My favorite food is lamb chops.
You need to leave.
What's your favorite food?
Great cereal.
What? Wait, no, for reals. What is it?
My favorite food, bean and cheese burrito.
Well, that's lame.
Can I speak to you under the chair, please?
I'm going to call a new career low for me. I have talked to the greatest people in the world. And then with you two idiots eating our own faces made of pizza. And you're having the dumbest argument I've ever heard. And I just saw that my career was over.
Can I get a napkin or am I in some kind of medieval time?
This is delicious. This is really good. Mine tastes fantastic.
My face
mine's
never
good too, but
tasted
I'm really full and I'm done.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, honey.
You know, sitting under these stars.
Mom.
Are there any stars?
No.
Oh, I didn't
get
LA.
One.
It's nice to be out here.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying myself. I like being in the night air.
Yeah, me too.
I'm enjoying the fraternity, the company. And also the sorority.
Thank you. It's nice. This is nice. This is really nice. I like summer s'mores. I think we should do it in the winter. We should have winter s'mores.
And autumn s'mores.
Autumn s'mores.
But fuck spring. If we do spring s'mores, I'm out.
Well, I'll talk to the advertising department and see if they can monetize it.
We don't need an advertiser. We could just do it because we're friends.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I would never do this. I'm here because there's a commercial tie-in. And the second there's not, I'm out of here.
You just said you like the company.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the company. And then there's an asterisk at the end if it's endorsed by a product I believe in, like Solo Stove. Okay. Fantastic.
Oh, God.
Who wants the rest of my pizza? Who wants the rest of her? She's got a lot of spunk.
Yeah. Take good care of him.
Are you trying to take my fucking pizza away from me, Chalemi?
Chalemi. Chills.
Jason Chalemi's been with me almost 30 years. Did you try and take a pizza away from a giant Irish guy trying to eat it?
I did. I apologize.
Did you immediately realize the mistake you were making?
I walked away immediately. Yes.
It was like a great white shark was chewing on a dead seal and you were trying to take it away.
Yes. Mistake.
Hey, big guy. Can I try a piece of your face?
Get the fuck out of my
head. Give me a piece of your face or I will quit.
Do you need a thing?
No, I need a piece of face.
You need a thing.
Here, tear out some face for...
Why do I have
old glasses over there?
Old glasses?
Call me old glasses.
I don't know your name.
I don't have a name.
Oh, this is not a good one.
Give
There's
me a
no
proper
cheese.
Face. Peace. All right. We also got to bring in the desserts here.
What?
We have a dessert.
This is a dessert after this?
Well, part of the thing is this whole thing is called summer s'mores. And it's time we move past...
Do you want to remind people how this
it's
came
the
into being?
Sound
yes.
Of digestion.
On the podcast, came out against s'mores.
Not just you.
You as well.
Yeah.
And Sona disagreed.
It was 2-1. Don't I love a... the s'more. I love it.
And you know what? We got a lot of people responding to me in a positive way. You have to admit.
Me too.
A lot of people said, Conan and Matt are right. It's a disgusting dessert. It's a sham. No one really enjoys it. They just tell themselves they enjoy it because they think they're supposed to have fun eating this crap out in the woods.
Right.
That's how summer s'more started, because it started a revolution in this country.
Can I have a moment to respond, please?
So no.
Shortly after we did summer s'mores last year, I went on a book tour for my book, The World's Worst Assistant, available in bookstores everywhere right now. Mm-hmm. You can order it on Amazon. You can get it at your local bookstore. You can get it at a big bookstore. Just like you could go
What's
buy it.
What's a big bookstore?
I don't know.
Costco?
What I want to say is, every time before I was going to talk to people, I said, hey, who here likes s'mores? An overwhelming majority. I think that what you're talking about is a very small, loud group of people who are stupid and they're wrong.
No.
And
you're a fool.
No, I've been out there. What I'm saying is I've been out there in the
streets.
You were
asking people for a conditioned response.
I was out there.
And you were getting a conditioned response. You were asking a bunch of, hey, puppies, bark, and you'll get your treat.
We have a perfect sample size here. 2 out of 3 don't like s'mores.
Oh, you probably like vanilla ice cream.
It's a terrific flavor.
It's the most exciting flavor I've ever tasted.
I can't imagine anything more exotic.
You guys like toasted wheat bread with nothing on it.
I tried chocolate once.
I'm getting hard.
I tried chocolate once and I just passed out. It was too much.
Summer S'mores series is back. Each year we gather around a Solo Stove fire pit. This year, Solo Stove sent us the Bonfire, designed to put out some serious heat without putting off that dirty S word. You know what I'm talking about? Smoke!
Oh, that word.
That's right. The Solo Stove is uniquely designed to burn off smoke before it ever escapes the top of the fire pit. Trust us. Once you've sat around a smokeless fire, you'll never want to go back. Solo Stove has multiple different colors. They're portable, so you can take it with you into a backcountry, the beach, anywhere you want to go. It's pretty incredible. Looks good, works great. Plus, has a lifetime warranty, which means we could do 150 seasons of this show and it would still last. Now, people would grow tired of us. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But the stove would keep cooking. Go check them out at solostove.com and use promo code Conan to get $10 off your new fire pit.
Let's bring in Amanda Lund. Amanda, tell us what you've made for us, what you've graced us with here today.
Yeah, banana boats.
Okay.
And
this is an improvement on s'mores, basically.
You think it is.
Wait, where do you come down on s'mores?
No, I'm okay with s'mores. I think it is an improvement.
Thank
it's still kind
of
messy.
Amanda, you
to
sort
eat.
Of just implied you don't like s'mores.
I'm not a huge s'mores
fan.
I'm not. Sorry.
A bunch of communists.
But anyway, these are basically, they're like, you take a banana and you slice it and you stuff it with stuff. You wrap it in tin foil and then you put it in the fire. It's a camp dessert.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Perfect. Then you eat it with a spoon, and it's just a hot banana.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And what have you got inside the banana?
Okay, so banana A is like a s'mores banana.
God damn it.
Thank you.
But it's deconstructed, so it's Nutella, marshmallow, and graham cracker crumble.
Ooh, that sounds good.
And then banana B is salted caramel sauce, milk chocolate, and vanilla wafers.
Dibs.
And then banana C is a, I don't know why I did this, is condensed milk, pineapple mango jam, macadamia nut, and coconut.
Reverse dibs.
You don't want that.
No.
Okay. And then there's the mystery.
Wait, there's
banana.
One in your pocket?
Or are you just happy to see us?
What's that one? It's a mystery?
This is a mystery,
oh,
banana.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I'll just wrap them up. And
I'll
you
take
guys
a mystery over that fucking number 3.
Yeah.
Which sounds like a train wreck.
I'll take B.
Condensed milk.
Sona, do you want the s'mores
one?
Yeah. I have duplicates of the other ones, too.
I'll do them all. I'll try even the third one
Sona,
no one wants.
Yeah, yeah. Have the third one with condensed milk.
It's like mango sticky rice.
Oh, yeah. Condensed milk is good, but.
I don't know. I really don't know.
She just left.
I tore my own face apart.
You did.
Yeah. I'm like a wild animal.
You ate your whole head.
Well, Sona, you've seen me around. When I'm around carbs, it's not pretty.
When you're around pizza specifically, too, you turn into a different person.
I know. I've been trying to be so good.
I blacked out during that segment. I don't know what happened. I don't know who's president right now. I don't know who the last two presidents have been. I completely blacked out, and I inhaled my whole face made of pizza, and it was fantastic. Even the mushrooms were good.
Mm. Did you like it more because it was your face?
Yes.
Okay.
I am what's called a narcissist.
Okay.
A food and narcissist.
So, no, just a narcissist, across the board.
Okay.
So if someone made my face out of strychnine, I would eat it happily and then die. That's just me.
What's strychnine?
I'm taking a note.
Strychnine is a famous poison.
Oh, okay. It's real famous.
Yeah, it is actually quite famous. Hey, strychnine can get into any club in America. You're like, hey, strychnine, get on in here. And they all lift the robe.
This is for you, bro.
How long do we cook this on over the open flame?
Oh. Is this me or you?
Yeah, that's you.
I don't know. Just do a couple minutes.
Okay.
Okay. And this is unrelated to Solo Stove.
Thank
or
you.
Or maybe related in some way. Hey, thank you.
Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you, Amanda.
You're kind of nudging my banana here.
Who are you talking to?
Try this one too. This is one no one wanted, but I'm so curious.
It's the mystery one?
Yeah. No.
No, that's the condensed milk one.
Okay, yeah. But do I need to bake it?
You could just like toss it in the stove and see what happens.
How do we get it out?
With tongs.
Well, we just saw how their relationship works. How do I get it out? With tongs.
Can we get another set of tongs?
Don't worry about it.
Where's our, do we have a tong boy?
How long? I don't know. So we've been cooking. I don't know who thinks of these things.
Amanda.
No. The bananas at the end. That's Amanda.
Well, she has made these before and I thought, hey, let's get that going on.
Oh, okay.
Oh, thank you. Oh, she has like blacksmith tongs.
Those are fantastic.
Ba-na-na-na.
Ba-na-na-na. Oh,
that's your favorite joke,
that's
isn't it?
That's Beethoven's
son?
Favorite fruit.
Oh, no.
Oh, so you just leave it in there. Is that the idea? Yeah. Okay, and then tomorrow morning someone cleans, someone puts a hose on that and cleans it out.
A raccoon or an opossum.
Now, do we wait? Is like banana supposed to leak out of this thing?
How do we peel it? Do we need fire gloves?
No one responded.
She left. And by left, it means she left me. She took the kids.
You know what? This is the lowest tier of show business right now. I have seen many of the great heights.
I'm so glad.
I have climbed the Alps, and now here I am roasting a banana that contains unknown ingredients.
I'm so
glad. It's wrapped in foil.
I could be there at the end.
And we're not even here. We're here in an audio format. And I've never been lower. I am the lowest I can be. Yeah, I'm just telling people that we're roasting bananas.
Somebody unwrap my banner.
Cryogenic cocks that we are roasting.
What?
Just settle down, dude. It's all good.
Don't call me dude.
Beep, beep.
Uh-oh, Sona's out of it. She's doing her beep boop voice. She's doing her R2-D2 after a night at the pub.
Thank you.
Yours is smoking.
Yeah, I don't know if that's good or bad.
Thank you very much, Amanda.
Thank you, Amanda.
Amanda, you're the only person here I respect. All right, so, oh, good. Thank you so much. Which one has the condensed milk?
Which one has the Metamucil? Oh, this looks good.
Damn.
Oh, they're actually still in the peels.
That adds to the crispiness. What is in here? It's banana, obviously. And what else? I see other ingredients as well.
Mm.
I love a cooked fruit. I love a fruit under duress.
What do you have? You have the mystery one?
No, I don't have the mystery one.
Oh, the mystery one. You did get the mystery one.
This is the mystery. So
what's in mine?
What do you think's in it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting notes of LSD.
Mine is great.
Mine's really good.
Mine is delicious.
Nutella and banana.
I think there is some marshmallow in here.
It's fruit, so it's healthy.
And some chocolate. Anybody? It's like an ice cream sundae.
What is it,
Anyone
Marty?
Want to tell me what's in here?
Okay, I don't quite remember, but
I think... Well, that's great. I love it when a chef tells me...
I think I
don't know what the hell I put in there, but have a good night and get out of here.
I think it's peanut butter, Nutella, jam, mm-hmm. and nuts. Or mm-hmm. something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. There's also a lottery card in here. It's a scratch off.
Oh, this is really good.
This is very good. I have to say, I never heard of this treat before, but it's very good.
Yeah. We went camping and she made this.
What happened? Are you okay? Hey, so you're here to tell us about life after a stroke. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling a really active member of society.
Oh, my God. Mm. This is, you know what? I mocked this dessert. Some would say I even belittled it. And now?
It's delicious.
I'm wrong. Here's what you do, folks. You take a banana.
Yeah.
You cut it open. Uh-huh. You jam a lot of shit in there that might taste good. Then you kind of push it back together again. And then you wrap it in foil.
Bash together
again.
You guys really got me.
Yeah.
I'm the one who's off. Ones. I'm sorry. I could do eye surgery right now. You guys can't stand up. Any hoots.
Surgery.
Unbelievable. I could remove any obstruction over a cornea, and the patient would be fine, and I'd be awarded a Nobel Prize in medicine. Well, you two fools not complete the simplest course.
That was the best dessert I've ever had, and
well,
I've
that's
had.
Just stupid.
No, it's not.
That's
the best,
not true.
But it's really good.
It's really good, but don't say it. When
it's
you say
not
stuff
bad.
Like that,
you know
everyone,
it's not.
Don't
bad.
Insult my wife. When I'll slap about? You with a white glove.
Okay. Okay. I'm just saying.
Who, like, me or him?
Both of you. I have two hands. You more dills.
Bills.
Okay, I'm going to put that down. Incredible. Well, these jeans need, they served as napkins. That's fine.
I gave you a napkin.
Yeah, and I used it, and then the jeans took over. Good water. I switched to water a while ago, ladies and gentlemen, and I think it's the responsible thing to do.
Your alcohol glass is empty.
It is not.
Yeah, it is kind of empty.
Oh, is that how you define empty?
It's like
that's
mostly
melted
empty.
Ice. You got busted.
Yeah, oh, I really got busted. You are two
great
sad,
humans.
Broken
Americans,
pool, sad, broken
American
pool cleaning
hero.
Robots.
Oh my God, I feel
that can't function
so
properly.
Yeah.
What's that? You look amazing,
oh,
Sona.
Oh,
I've committed.
I don't look amazing.
Fratricide.
I gained a lot of weight.
Oh,
I think
ridiculous.
The moment I stopped breastfeeding, because you could just burn calories producing milk, and then when I stopped, I just because I eat a lot of chocolate, I gained it all back. All of it.
I eat a lot of breast milk.
Also at night, I like, you know, sometimes I toke up a bit, sure. And then I get the munchies real bad. And then I'm like, what
do
we have in
the
fridge? The
most disgusting folk song I've ever heard.
And then I go in my fridge. And I look for a frozen pizza. And I put her in. Put her in the oven. First I preheat. Then I put her in. And I think, this is going to be good. But then I pull her out a little too early because I get excited. And it's still a little cold because I didn't cook it all the way. But I don't care because I'm a little stoned. And I love that pizza. But this pizza's better because Solo Stove sponsored this series. And they make a good pizza oven, the pie, released on 3/14.
All right, you...
I was on a run. I could have gone for a lot longer.
I know you could have gone a lot longer.
I also mentioned our sponsor.
You did. You did.
You're welcome. Get the bills paid around here.
Are you worrying about paying them bills?
Sometimes you worry about paying those bills.
All right, listen.
Okay.
I want to thank you guys.
I know you don't.
When I say you guys, I mean the people that made this end. I want to thank the sun for continuing its orbit around the earth.
We don't deserve
this,
the sun.
And bring this to a successful close. Now, that was a little trick. You hear what I said? The sun's orbit around the earth? Incorrect. It's the earth that orbits the sun.
Nice job, Galileo.
Well, that is my rap name. And I'll tell you this. If you pay attention every now and then, put little clues in there, little puzzles, and you got to solve them. My own, you got a nice. What are you playing over there? What is that thing?
My guitar?
No, I know. What is it?
It's a Taylor.
No, it's a Taylor. Those are very beautiful. Those are very nice.
Thanks. Yeah. What key you working in, Doctor?
Are we in tune? No pick.
Have we hit a new low?
I would say new low. I would say that we were doing fine. We were flying high. But like Icarus, we flew too close to the sun. That's why I think it's good to call an end to things. You know?
Okay.
It's been a wonderful time here on the balcony of the Conoco building here at Larchmont. If you want to visit us, come by anytime. I won't tell you where it is.
Yeah.
We're basically a target.
But come by.
But come on by. This was nice. I had a good time, didn't you, Sona?
I did. I had a really good time. I don't think alcohol blends well with us sometimes. I think we are not responsible people.
Can you speak for yourself? Eduardo, how do you think I'm doing?
I think you've recovered nicely.
Recovered?
Yeah.
I never had an issue.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, he's right.
Recovered over the... What are you talking about?
Darbo, how you think I'm doing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think Amanda should be starting the car.
Yeah. Okay.
Guys, seriously, let's wrap this up.
Yeah.
Because we've done enough. I want to thank everyone. I want to thank the good people at Solo Stove for making this possible. I want to thank me for really making the whole thing possible.
Boo. This is...
Well... truly the end of a career. Good God. Ew, Gorley, you're world. Weirdly talented at making horrible noises.
I know, it's awful.
That sounds like you're doing an autopsy on a person who's still alive. Stop that. Anyway, thank you all. And I wrap this up now. I wish all of you a wonderful summer. And thank you for listening to us. Eduardo, I don't like this whole you recovered thing. Because I think I was never off the mark.
Sure.
You were drunk like the rest of us.
Have a great summer.
Who does that?
Episode 1, you were a little tipsy.
What do you mean, who
does
that?
Right.
Episode 2.
He's right.
That was not tipsy. That was the result of countless blows to the head that I've encountered in my career as an athlete.
I said you're drunk and you went, I'm not drunk. Who does that?
I was with you. You had multiple glasses of wine before we even sat down.
That's not true, and that's not even going into the episode.
Oh, yeah. It is.
That's irresponsible.
Because Girls is the one who's editing.
Ultimate edit power.
I'm a good guy.
You said have a great summer.
I'm a good guy.
There's going to be another new episode next week.
I know, but until then, I want everyone to enjoy the summer. That's a week of the summer.
No.
How many weeks are there in the summer? 11?
Did you just say the summer?
You go home and you go sleepy sleep. And Sona, I think you've already gone sleepy sleep.
Sleepy,
and I just want to say thank you, everybody, for listening.
They're
and
still listening.
I am here and filled with cheer.
Clearly.
And
sober.
Love it.
Let's say thank you to Sarah, DG, Chris, Amanda, and Eduardo, Adam, Aaron.
Eduardo?
Ed.
You did Eduardo. Eduardo.
Sam, Ruthie,
Mikey.
Mikey. It's my son.
Timothy, Bixby, Josh.
You're just saying words now.
Little guy.
And making sounds. Glebus, Jabus, Hobadai. I want to thank Jabba Gabadoo, Lubida Habida.
Mother Gaia.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Good night, everybody. And your job is to edit this together so that it's listenable.
This thing's going to be 5 minutes long.
Yeah, I hope so.
It should be.
Yeah.
Fall is here, hear the yell, back to school, Norman fell, brand new shoes, walking blues, climb the fence, I'm Mike Pence, I can tell we are gonna be friends, I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Nice, isn't it?
No, I don't like that rewrite.
Walk with me, Susie Lee, by the guy who's named McGee, Superman has lost his cape, it's around the part of his neck called the nape. And I can tell that we are gonna be chums.
Ugh, your rewrite sucks so bad.
I can tell that we are gonna be chums.
Ooh.
Awful. Terrible at the end. All right. Do we have it?
No.
Summer S'mores with Conan O'Brien, Sona Movsesian, and Matt Gorley. Produced by me, Matt Gorley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson and Cody Fisher at Earwolf. Theme song by The White Stripes. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Take it away, Jimmy. Our supervising producer is Aaron Blair, and our associate talent producer is Jennifer Samples. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Additional production support by Mars Melnick. Talent booking by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Britt Kahn. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review read on a future episode. Got a question for Conan? Call the Team Coco hotline at 323-451-2821 and leave a message. It, too, could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.